a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 30 degrees.
Traffic on Bangor still jammed up in Taylorsville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
We continue to follow developing news this morning that started with a standoff in Taylorsville overnight involving a suspect wanted in a robbery and rape case. The man also had a baby with him.
The standoff ended with shots fired and the suspect and two police officers hit. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly begins our live team coverage. Heather?
Amanda, officers say they were searching for a suspect wanted in that robbery and rape case, and they found the man in a 7-Eleven parking lot on Redwood Road. But West Valley Police spokeswoman Roxanne Vinuku says there was a baby in the car with the suspect.
He would not exit the vehicle and he would not release the infant. After some negotiation with him, officers finally convinced him to let the infant out of the vehicle, but he still remained inside and would not get out.
After he let the baby out of the vehicle after several hours, the man did exit, but he began shooting at officers, striking two of them. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda continues our live team coverage with the condition of the officers. Jacob?
Heather, officials released more details on the suspect. His name is Ane Joker. Earlier this morning, we identified him as Ramon Julima, which we now know was an alias. Now, he fired on officers and struck two of them, and the officers fired back at Julima and struck him. They, along with Joker, were taken to the Intermountain Medical Center. A West Valley City police officer is in critical condition at this time. A unified police officer is in serious condition but is now stabilized. Officials identified both officers as men but gave no other details on them. Julima died at the hospital. Live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Be sure to stay with KSL throughout the day for updates on this story.
Salt Lake City's police department has a first-ever police mental health counselor. Jamie Welch can assess officers at their home if they're in crisis or respond to a scene. She also debriefs with officers after critical incidents.
So I'm able to go on scene for those and talk to the officers and witnesses and families who are all being affected by those incidents and share with them about kind of what to expect and what to look for.
She says many officers can deal with trauma, PTSD, depression, and anxiety. Welch says officer mental health is a problem nationwide.
All lanes of 3400 South and West Valley were shut down overnight between 12th West and Redwood Road due to an auto pedestrian accident. Lieutenant Bill Merritt with West Valley PD says the call came in just before 10 last night from the driver of a passenger car that had hit a man, possibly in his 60s.
We had a driver who said that he struck a pedestrian who was walking from one side of the street to the other, and the pedestrian was not moving.
Lieutenant Merritt says paramedics were able to find a heartbeat on the victim, but his outlook is not good. The man was not in a crosswalk when he was hit, and that driver is cooperating at the scene.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The 15-year-old suspected of shooting and killing a group of his classmates in Michigan this week has been officially charged in court. And investigators say his parents are also under the police microscope.
Authorities say the shooter used a handgun his father had bought just days earlier. It's unclear if he had permission to use it. The boy's parents, appearing at their son's court hearing via video, were called to the school the day before and the morning of the shooting for what was described as concerning behavior. Police say those meetings are now part of the investigation.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
Health experts say they will continue to increase research into the Omicron variant now that it has been found in the U.S.
Infectious disease specialist who detected the first case says the variant's discovery here in the U.S. is actually a good thing.
Is it more transmissible than other variants? Will this infection from this variant, from Omicron, impact the effectiveness of our vaccines? And in order to be able to answer these questions, we need to have access to a clinical sample.
Tests to determine the severity of illness from Omicron and whether it can evade vaccines could take weeks.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
Japan is walking back its ban for international flights and travelers. The transport ministry in the country says it's retracting the request to stop taking reservations after receiving heavy criticism. Many inside and outside the country argue that the ban was too strict. The policy was announced last week as a way to defend against the Omicron variant.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.